Shalom Aleichem. We're recording this video for the Haggadah Project, and I'd like to speak a little bit about the Arba Kosot, the four cups of wine that we drink during the Seder. At the beginning of Parashat Vayera, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Israel that it's Hashem who has taken them out of Mitzrayim. And he uses what famously become known as the Arba Lishonot HaGeulah. Now, I also want to emphasize that at the end of this video, I hope to present a solution to a quandary which befuddled even the greatest of the Rishonim. So stay tuned. Hashem says to Moshe, "Lachein amor levnei Yisrael, ani Hashem, v'hotzeiti etchem mitachat tzivlot Mitzrayim, v'hitzalti etchem me'avodatam, v'ga'alti etchem bizrua netuya u'bishvatim gedolim, v'lakachti etchem li la'am, v'hiti lachem l'elohim, v'idatem ki ani Hashem alokichem hamotzi etchem mitachat tzivlot Mitzrayim." והבאתי אתכם אל הארץ אשר נשאתי את ידי לעשית אותה לאברהם, ליצחק וליעקב, ונתתי אותה לכם מורשה, אני השם. And the Netziv, in his Ha'emek Davar, focuses on three questions about this piece. Number one, what's the deal with the Arba Lashonot Geula, the four languages of redemption? Why do we need them? Why do we need four Lashonot of Geula? Number two, why were these four Lashonot of Geula paired with the four cups of wine, specifically? Why wine? Why not something else? Why not four pieces of meat? Why not four matzot? It would fit much better. Why are we obligated to drink four cups of wine? And finally, a very specific question, Netziv asks that at the end of Arbe Psachim, the last parak of Psachim, it says that we're supposed to say Halel Agadol on the fifth cup of wine. Fifth cup. So there's a fifth cup now. Where did that come from? Some Rishonim have different versions of this Gemara, but this is the version that the Rif and the Rambam have, and the Shulchan Aruch codifies this version. And he says, and this is even stranger, says that this fifth cup is actually voluntary, not obligatory. A mitzvah, but not le'ikuva. Whoever heard of such a thing? Either drink the cup, make us drink the cup, or don't. What is the idea of it being a mitzvah but not a yikuvah? Now, there is a yam of commentary on the sources of the four cups of wine that we drink. But by far, the most well-known is that they are connected to the four lishonot geula that we just said. And Netziv claims that this connection is not stam, not just four and four, but rather that each one of these four lishonot correspond to a new level that Bnei Israel reach on their way out of Mitzrayim. These are social, religious levels. The first one, number one, v'hotzeiti, corresponds to the first stage, which according to the Netziv is when Bnei Yisrael are able to stop their back-breaking labor. Around the plague of Arov, it's at that point that they're taken out of slavery, but they technically remain slaves. They're just not doing slave labor anymore. They remain in Egypt. The second lashon, v'hitzalti, corresponds to the second stage, where Bnei Yisrael are no longer considered slaves, at least by Egyptian society, and in fact they even earn the respect of the Egyptians. This is around the plague of Barad. Nevertheless, they still do remain subjects of Paro, the king of Egypt. So they're still citizens, and therefore subjects of the king of Egypt. The third Lashon, Vigaalti, already corresponds to the third stage, where they were freed from the kingdom of Paro, and functionally released from his grasp. This happens, of course, at Makat Becharot, where the people actually leave Mitzrayim. However, at this stage, while they are free from Paro, they still are not actually a nation of God, of Hashem. That brings us to the fourth lashon, V'lakachti. V'lakachti is when Hashem takes Bnei Israel to be his own. This happens when they actually leave Egypt, already after Makat Becharot. Now these are the four Lashon Geula. But this brings us to the second question of the Netziv. Why are they specifically commemorated with wine and not any other object or food? So the Netziv explains that wine happens to be the only food or drink that Chazal had that actually transformed the mind of the person consuming it. Wine produces in man a change in his brain patterns and attitudes. It affects logic and emotion. In Tanakh in general, wine gladdens the heart. In a word, it is transformational. How perfect then to use a food which causes transformation to represent and reflect the transformation that Bnei Yisrael went through as they were leaving Egypt and becoming a nation of God. And so the wine is not simply a food, it's not simply a celebration, but rather, while it is transforming the mind of the person consuming it, that person is experiencing the transformation of becoming a nation of God. But what about that fifth cup? Where does that come from? The voluntary cup. Is there a fifth Lashon of Geulah? Now, I know what most of you are thinking, because I would have said the same thing. Everybody knows that there is a fifth Lashon. It's the Zionistic Lashon. Ve'heveti, when Hashem brings us into the land of Eretz Israel. Now, everybody knows this, but most people don't know where it comes from. The truth is that there is a source, there's a Ra'avad in Torat Kohanim, in his Perush on Torat Kohanim. But that's not what the Netziv says. The Netziv says there's a different fifth Lashon. It's actually earlier on in the Pasuk. It's in the word Vidatem. And you shall know that I am Hashem. Vidatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem ha-motzi etchem mitachat zivlot Mitzrayim. Now what's the relevancy of Vidatem? So the Netziv says, if each one of the Arba Lashonot Geulah was a milestone on the way out of Mitzrayim, so too Vidatem is a specific point in time. According to the Netziv, Vidatem occurs at Har Sinai and onwards. From the giving of the Torah, that's the point at which we are considered Vidatem ki ani Hashem. We know about Hashem. We know that God is the one who took us out. And the Netziv continues and he says, the reality is that from the perspective of what happened at Har Sinai and onwards, there are different levels. Some people are at a very high level. Some people are at a much lower level. To reflect this change, these different levels, this variation, the halakha recognizes that not everybody is going to drink the fifth cup. The people who are at a very high level, they'll drink the fifth cup. But the people who are at a lower level, they don't have any obligation to drink it. And so it's l'mitzvah v'lo l'ikuvah. Now, I want to end by focusing on this last point. I promised you that I would solve a problem which vexed commentators for centuries. And I will. At the very beginning of the parashah, parashat Va'era, before the Arba Lashonot Geulah, Hashem tells Moshe that he revealed himself to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as Kel Shakai, but he, however, never made his name, Yudke Vavke, Hashem, he never made his name known to them. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati. Now this is difficult because the truth is that when you look through Bereshit, the name Yudke Vavke, Hashem, shows up everywhere. The Avot definitely knew about it. So how can Hashem say to Moshe that they never knew? Now, commentators give a myriad of answers, Rashi, Ramban, the Sforno, the Ibn Ezra, usually focusing on an attribute of God that the Avot never understood, but that Moshe did. But the Netziv, I believe, has a much more elegant way out of this problem. Based on the comment that the Netziv makes about the fifth Lashon of Geulah, I think everything is clear. The Avot got to see a lot. They saw Hashem in a very, very clear way, through miracles and through personal encounters. But they never saw one thing. They never experienced Har Sinai and the giving of the Torah. They were never obligated in the Torah. Even if they did mitzvot, even if they were aware of the mitzvot of the Torah, they never experienced a Har Sinai moment. And so, they never knew Yudke Vavke. You never knew Hashem. That level of Yediyah was kept out of their grasp. Hashem tells Moshe, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. I never told the Avot, I never made my name of Yudke Vavke through the Torah, through the binding nature of the Torah, known to the Avot. However, to you and to Bnei Yisrael, Vidatem ki ani Hashem. That's the fifth Lashon of Geulah and the significance of it. Our knowledge of Hashem flows from the revelation of Sinai and the stream of Torah which arrives to us in Tafshin Pei, uninterrupted and unadulterated, a level which the Avot never even got to see, but a level which is open and available for us to attain and to bask in. Shavua Tov, Chag Kasher V'Sameach.